Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Start the Splash for Tuesday, December 1st. Almost back to work time for the Arizona Cardinals, coming off their second straight loss, third in their last four games. Practice for their first of two remaining games against divisional rival the L.A. Rams starts tomorrow. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury said yesterday he's hopeful that the Cardinals will have wide receivers Larry Fitzgerald and Trent Sherfield, as well as safety Deontay Thompson, back for the L.A. game. All three players were placed on the reserve COVID-19 list last week.
All right. I think the return of Larry Fitzgerald helps. Even though he has not had a statistically great season, I think just his presence in the huddle kind of calms everything. So that would be good. And Trent Sherfield clearly can help on special teams. I think the Cardinals' special teams are kind of exposed Sunday against a man who knows how to expose you on special teams.
Yeah, so. I will say that. I did get a kick out of the line of questioning after the game on Sunday about whether or not the Cardinals were hampered by Larry Fitzgerald not being available in the red zone. It's like, he's been available for the first 10 games. They haven't thrown the ball to him.
I know.
Cardinals will also be sharing their stadium for a while, displaced by shutdown orders in Santa Clara County earlier this week. The San Francisco 49ers will hold two games at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, at least two games. The 49ers will host the Bills as part of a Monday night doubleheader, Week 13, then entertain the Washington football team in Glendale on Sunday, December 13th at 2:25. Then the 49ers will play a third game in Arizona against the Cardinals on Saturday, December 26th, as part of a triple header unveiled by the league yesterday. But they could be here for a while, Bick.
Yeah.
The house guest that just doesn't know when to leave.
Right.
Or can't leave.
This feels a little too much like the Rockies and the Diamondbacks sharing a spring training facility. You know what I mean?
At least they have their own quarters to go to in that situation.
Right. There's just something not natural about this, and I can't quite put my finger on it. I'm glad the Cardinals are being neighborly.
Yeah.
Probably didn't have much of a voice in this.
They'd have to agree to it. I don't know if you saw the tweet from Jed York to Michael Bidwell thanking him for their hospitality in the same tweet where he spelled his last name wrong.
But it's
the thought that counts.
Well,
right?
I mean, yes, but I will also say this. It's been a sign of how much the Cardinals have improved that particular element has gotten better. The Bidwell versus Bidwill. Not nearly as prevalent as it used to be.
But still way too prevalent for a family that's owned an NFL franchise for 50 years.
Yeah, you could say that.
Or even longer than that. The once Thanksgiving matchup between the Ravens and Steelers has been pushed back for a third time and is now giving us Wednesday afternoon football. The AFC North rivals will meet at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon in a game that kicks off at 1:40 Arizona time. Why then? Because NBC, the network that has the rights to the game, doesn't want to interfere with their telecast of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting special scheduled to air in primetime. If that's not the most 2020 thing I've ever heard, I don't know what is.
Well, I don't know, man. I think the lighting of a Christmas tree is very important this year.
Is it?
I think so.
Nobody can go see it in person.
Well, that's why you have to show it on TV.
Yeah. That's why. That's right.
Are you guys
3:40 kickoff? Isn't
do you guys
great?
Also look at the YouTube channel of the fireplace on your TV at this time of the year?
I do not. I do not.
I admit I have done that on a Christmas morning or two. The Seattle Seahawks pushed their record to 8-3 last night. They beat the Eagles 23-17 in Philadelphia. The Seahawks' beleaguered defense held Philly to 250 yards of offense, sacked Carson Wentz six times. With the loss, the Eagles fall to third place in the NFC West behind. Or NFC East, excuse me, behind Washington and the Giants.
My thought coming out of that game was, knowing Philadelphians the way I do, could you imagine if that stadium was full of angry Philadelphians?
No,
Sal
can't imagine.
From South Philly. No. Yeah, they would have. Could you imagine what they would have done to that quarterback, to everything? That division is such a joke, Vinny. I'm talking, of course, about the NFC East.
Oh, it is just awful.
It really is.
ASU football set to get back on the field Saturday night against UCLA after three straight cancellations, but they likely will not have two members of their secondary. Cornerback Jack Jones, who also sang the Love Boat theme, and safety Ashari Crosswell have been suspended indefinitely for team conduct issues. The Sun Bowl in El Paso which has been played every year consecutively since 1935, has been canceled due to COVID-19. It is the ninth bowl game to be canceled this year and the third with a Pac-12 tie-in. So that depressing news continues. ASU basketball fell 7 spots to number 25 in the latest AP college rankings after a 2-1 start to their season. Freshman guard Josh Christopher was named the Pac-12 Freshman of the Week. He averaged over 18 points per game in the Devils' 3 games. ASU plays Cal on Thursday. U of A will not play their next scheduled game again. Wildcats were supposed to play Colorado Wednesday in Tucson, but the Buffaloes don't have the minimum number of scholarship athletes to participate under Pac-12 protocol, so the game has been postponed. It's Arizona's 3rd game already affected by COVID-19 issues with opponents.
Wow. Good luck, college basketball.
Yeah.
We're pulling for you.
GCU versus Mississippi Valley State tonight in Phoenix. Tip-off at 7, and the Phoenix Suns on December 1st begin training camp.
Wow.
As camps open around the league in preparation for a December 22nd start date. And again, rumblings that a portion of the NBA 2020-2021 schedule could be released today.
Okay.
So we'll find out if the Suns do play on Christmas Day.
That would be a quite fun couple of days, wouldn't it?
Would be a Christmas miracle.
Come on, Vinny. Go get a tree. Go put it up today. It'll cheer you up.
Yeah, nothing like decorating for Christmas. Make me happy. Well, there you go.
He'll find a tree with a nest of murder hornets in it or something. Oh, good.
There you go. There's your splash for Tuesday, December 1st.